This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And welcome to Dystopical. It is 8 p.m. and we're here today with Sam from All That False Instruction. Welcome back, Sam.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
And you are here today, and as is Katie East, and this is almost embarrassing for me to say on screen, Vinyl Pussy? DJ Vinyl Pussy is here with me today, as is Sam, to talk about the death of DJing in the lesbian / queer women world.
Wow, I don't know what to say. I think the death might be a little exaggerated, but yeah. Perhaps we can debate that one out.
Definitely. Okay.
Nice awkward silence there. So we obviously have different opinions on that. And we just want to say, hey, thank you for coming back to listen to Dystopical. Obviously, what we say on our show is our opinion. It always will be. If you have another opinion, we want to hear it. It's always our opinion, and it will always be honest, and it might sometimes be brutal. But we want to hear your brutal, honest opinion as well. So during the show, you can text us at 0427-JOY-949, Facebook us at Dystopical, which is DYSTOPICAL, or email us at dystopical@joy.org.au. And yes, again, this evening, we're talking about queer women and our taste in music. And we're back. Katie, tell us about your music, buddy.
All right, buddy. Well, we started off with Nailing a Cane. That was a Chicane remix of Beach Ball. I just wanted to take us back to the early 90s.
So this Beach Ball thing and this music. So as a veteran DJ on the scene, Miss Vinyl Pussy.
It's been a long time since I've been on the scene, but yeah.
So tell us, what kind of music are you into
these days?
Ah, well,
back then.
Yeah, back then, the way. Give us the whole history of the music.
So I reckon that back then I was playing some wonderful places that people will be familiar of, known as the Glass House. Also playing in a place called Salon Kitty, which some of the old schoolers will remember as a great little club, and the Rochester Hotel when the Rochi was gay.
I don't even know these places.
Yeah, you're not from here.
Thank you for excluding me. So tell us what you're playing tonight. What is this playlist that you've put together for us?
Look, there's a few old school beasts that I've thrown in there. Bringing it back to the old school, and then there's a bit of fusion that I've thrown in there. I know that Sam has a lot to do with Orlando and the alternative scene.
I suppose I do. I don't even know what fusion is, though. I feel like I should know. I'm obviously not a real DJ, which most people would agree with, so... Yeah.
I guess it's trying to throw different genres together and seeing if they work, which a lot of the DJs that are coming out, well, they've come out in the last 10 years, have done. I mean, a lot of sampling is done now in music, which has really brought forth music from older times into the newer times. There's some really bad examples that I could give you, such as that Dirty Dancing thing that's going on the radio at the moment.
But what? What's that?
It's like this... awful.
We should play it.
Awful remix. No, I can't do it. But yeah, there's a few old school tunes in there. I've got one in there that was the first song I ever heard in my first club that I went to. And yeah, finish it off with some fusion.
So Sam, you are one of the founders of Orlando. It's a non-profit organization that tries to play good music for good peoples. Tell us why you started that and what that's all about.
Yeah, well, Orlando is like a queer night run last Friday of the month at the Victoria Hotel in Brunswick. And I suppose we just started it because I and a few of my friends lived near the Victoria Hotel at the time, which was a bit of a ramshackle establishment. It's since had a wonderful reno. But yeah, we basically just thought, you know, so many of us queers live in Brunswick, but at that time there weren't Yeah, there weren't really any queer nights. You know, that seems to have changed a bit now, but we basically just wanted to start a music night around the corner from our house so that we didn't have to travel all the way to Collingwood in winter, which obviously isn't that far, but it did seem a bit far when it was raining.
$20 in a taxi, Sam.
Well, that's right, that's right. There was a good material incentive to start the night to save on taxi fares. But, yeah, we basically just play the music that, that we'd listen to in our bedrooms and, you know, on our iPods on the way to work and things like that. So whether or not everybody always likes it, I don't know. But we certainly play it from the heart anyway.
And it's a good heart, I think.
Well, I certainly hope so.
It's a big heart, Sam.
I certainly hope so.
So, Sam, you've seen the music scene. You've been around the town. Tell us about...
next week, isn't it?
What's your take on lesbian music?
Lesbian music is
on our scene specifically.
Okay, the music that gets played at like queer nights that
women
go to.
The likes of The Glass House, the likes of, you know, Alia, the likes of but various other places we're allowed into these days, not very many of.
Right? Yes, it's true. well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that I've got the most comprehensive knowledge of what's going on in the queer scene at the moment, but I certainly do go to Grouse.
Is that because you're shopped up? This is what fucking always happens to lesbians. I'm sorry, I'm not used to the word, used that word before
it's
9 o'clock.
True. I think I'm on the wrong side of 20. all I do is watch The Sopranos and The Wire at home these days. It's just me and H.
And love The Wire.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's right. But, yeah, no, I do go to Grouse and Danceteria and nights like that, which you can find on Facebook. And they certainly play, you know, really upbeat, fun, you know, party music that's a bit sort of left of centre and a bit alternative, and that's the kind of thing I'm into. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if, you know, it would be everybody's cup of tea, but it's certainly my cup of tea.
Can I just interject with the commercialism vote here?
Please do interject.
Right, here we go. So everyone drives to work or goes to work listening to the radio and stuff like that, and they listen to songs that they can sing along to, and there's a big majority of lesbians out there that like to go out and also dance to those songs. So I think full props need to be given to Lib and Rach at The Glass House that are trying to do a whole heap of different nights on there. I myself went to a libation the other night, which was interesting.
Do you mean interesting in quotation marks?
Yeah, I do put it in quotation marks. For those that don't know me, I've been starved of culture as I am a tropical lesbian and have moved to the tropics in Cairns, of which we have a gay night once a month.
What's the name of it, please?
Out Cairns.
I like
Ouch.
It.
Out Cairns. I went to the one last month, and they also booked an 18th and a hen's night at the same place on the same night. So let's just say that going to Libation, not only was I scared of being surrounded by so many lesbians, but the music itself, I mean, when you DJ, it's really hard not to pick up on really bad mixing. And there was some good mixes, but, you know, three or four people on the dance floor, it's not really conducive to everyone necessarily enjoying the music. So the big part of music on the scene, I think, is the DJs being able to read the crowd. And I think that there's a lot of young little DJs out there that don't necessarily have those skills because they don't really look up from what they're doing.
Well, can I also just say that reading the crowd is not necessarily the best way to go? Going with, you know, the popular vote, etc.
I do not concur.
What I'm saying is that maybe we should be a guiding influence as opposed to like following the crowd.
I think the thing that you've got to take into consideration is that people don't like change. So if you're going to introduce change, you've got to do it quite slowly and quite gradually, and which is where I think that it's up to the DJ to quietly and gently introduce new songs, but also keeping the crowd happy with the commercial side of things.
Are we going to a song? Is that our segue?
Yeah, let's
keeping
segue.
Keeping the crowd happy.
Let's segue to a song. Take it away, Sam.
And thank you very much. You've been listening to Dystopical with Katie and Sam. Katie.
Yes, Farine.
Question for you, darling.
Go on. Can I just say which song we just played?
Please do.
Yeah, cool. That was Broken Bones by Love Inc. Again, another one from back in the day. Very popular at The Glass House on a Saturday night back in the day.
Oh, you seem
when I was DJing under the name DJ KT.
Oh, yeah. And now you're like Vinyl Pussy, which is so much more hardcore.
It's sexy.
When you say back in the day, when exactly is that?
Let's think. 1998 onwards, I played for about 4 years on the scene. Back in the day, Ambidextrous was just coming out, who's playing at Girl Bar still. And Sophie Johnson was around, which is another DJ that was around at Salon Kitty. Fareen's looking at me like she's never heard these people before.
Look, I'm not from here. It's not that I don't respect these
don't
people.
I just don't know them. Yeah, and Queen Martine was still doing her thing at Three Faces back then, not the market.
I'm also raising the eyebrow looking impressed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've done my time.
So just for, you know, the newbie on the block, tell us, how has music changed on the lesbian scene?
Look, it hasn't. This is the biggest thing. I think that we're... In Melbourne, you guys have really got to pat yourselves on the back for the amount of variety that is out there on the music scene for lesbians. Again, in Cairns, I'm starved for culture and music. And, you know, coming back every couple of months, I do try and head out every now and then. And, you know, you've got Pinkalicious and Sundaylicious going on, which is really getting into that girly crowd, which everyone loves a bit of.
What kind of music do they play at
a Pinkalicious?
Like I'm always... too street for that. It's used to say
is it because you wear runners everywhere?
Yeah
so
used to
do
say
I.
All style no street and yeah. I'm all street no style.
You know how I've got around that, Sam? At Sundaylicious you're actually allowed to wear Connies. But at Pinkalicious no Connies. From what I hear, I haven't actually been to the Pinkalicious, but I went to the Sundaylicious because I wear Connies. And it was actually not too bad. I mean, the DJing was pretty cool. It was very commercial and very boppy. But at the end of the day...
Ouch.
Yeah.
By the way, ouch.
Yeah. But it's not that bad for Ian. Like, people want to hear commercial music. And I know people are going to hate this, but people want to hear commercial music. And you can blend. You can do different stuff. That's up to the DJ to do. But... full props to the DJs there because the dance floor was full all night, all day. So, and you know, you're talking about an event that's run on a Sunday afternoon in a bar in the city.
Yeah,
so,
that
you
is
know,
impressive.
It is. It's and it was packed. It was actually scarily packed, and I suffered a little bit of lesbian anxiety.
I know about the anxiety.
Too many exes in the room, you know.
Anyone with anxiety or anyone actually with any. Views on queer women and the demise or uprise of music on the scene, please do write to us, contact us at, you can text us at 0427JOY949, Facebook us at Dystopical, or email us at dystopical, that's dystopical, at joy.org.au. So before we just go to the next song, Sam... Vinyl yes. Pussy, just because I was saying that.
You love saying pussy, Fine.
That's not true. All-time faves.
Ooh, on the dance floor?
Yeah, like, what do you break it down to?
Oh, dear. Well, look, I'm such a dyed-in-the-wool indie alternative fan that there's nothing quite like Pulp's Common People to get me on the dance floor, which, probably isn't a favourite on this station, but it's one that I both sing karaoke to and one that will get me on the dance floor no matter how much of a bad mood I'm in or how much lesbian anxiety I'm feeling.
Such a shame we don't have the karaoke version here to hear
it's
it.
So true.
I think we could even... Sam, if you're into it,
if
me
you
and
want
you,
to go a cappella, Sam,
we could just do it right now.
I'm just not into it.
So, what are we going into next?
We're going to say thank you to my mom for writing in on Facebook.
Oh, that was so cute. I just have to read this out.
My mom is like a stalker with Facebook. Whoever's out there, don't let your mothers join Facebook because it is the worst idea possible.
Oh, so...
can you not read it?
No, please? No, I have to. So, Vinyl Pussy's mother... Julie East writes,
Mrs. Pussy.
Hello, Katie. We love you, Mom and Dad. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Katie is now so embarrassed and can't wait to go back to Cairns.
God, we try.
Well, let's take it away with this song. Maybe it'll make you feel better.
The first song I ever heard at a club.
And thank you very much. You've been listening to Dystopical. In the break, there were some people that were blushing. And I just wanted
it wasn't people, it was person. Sam was not prepared for the extensive moaning of a woman in her ear while we were in the studio having a conversation.
It's been a while. That's
Katie, just to refresh our memory, how did that sound exactly?
Yeah, I'm not into the a cappella version. People that know me well will have already heard it. So that was French Kiss by Lil Louis. Great song.
So this is obviously music that is not only good, it's also getting you off.
Well, that can get people off. I, myself, am not aroused in the studio for Ian.
Are you not?
No.
It's a very professional environment here.
Yeah, okay. It is.
Of course.
And Sam's still blushing.
So
I'll be like that for a whole week now. Yeah.
I asked her to play it at the next Orlando, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. How could I say no?
And in the interest of just stopping this flirting banter, which is, you know, entertaining, all-time faves.
Go, Sam. Oh, you did yours.
I've already done
Do you want
one.
Another one? Go on.
I do like Nina Cherry, Buffalo Stance.
I love Nina Cherry.
I love the fact that we're so different. Like, Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
Gets me too.
Gets the foot tapping. Anything
it's by just the foot?
Yeah. Anything by Prince.
Give us your best Prince.
Look, there's a really, really hot Purple Rain remix out there floating
Purple
around.
Rain.
Yeah, but it doesn't go like that.
I failed.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Although I did kind of like your voice. Boom, boom. Look, you know, I'm into the classics. Like, I go out these days and, I've been in Melbourne for the last couple of days and I've been listening to the radio constantly, not Joy FM. I've been trying to sparse it around to the commercial stations to see what's out there because we don't really have radio in Cairns. And to be honest with you.
By the way, we are national.
Yeah, right.
And international.
Yeah, great.
So, yeah, yeah.
I have streamed you before.
Okay. Oh, my God, I'm blushing now.
And I think I've heard the same song maybe 60 times in the last 4 days while I've been driving around in the rental.
Under my umbrella.
I actually, on a radio yesterday, there was a group doing like this full chorus version of it in the studio and I was almost wetting myself laughing, thinking of you doing that.
So what was that song?
Which song?
The song that you heard 50 times in a row.
Oh, look, and that's the funny thing. I can't even tell you the name of it. That's how mundane it actually is. But, there's actually three songs at the moment that I think they have on repetition on the commercial stations, and then they throw in some ads and then they play those three songs again. So
okay, so that's all-time faves. We've just really moved on into pet peeves.
Are we talking about pet peeves on the lesbian scene?
Pet, not people.
With music. Oh, bugger.
Yeah, let's keep it
professional. I had a whole half hour going there. pet peeves on the lesbian scene. It would be young little DJs not interacting with the crowd. Definitely a pet peeve. People still thinking it's okay to walk up to the DJ and make a request.
What is wrong with interacting with a DJ? I never got this. Not being a DJ myself, yeah. I was like, can you just play Vogue?
Okay, so, and this will be in the middle. It'll be at like 4 o'clock in the morning when everyone's off their head and going, you know, crazy. And you come up and you go, oh, do you think you could play Vogue? Or like, which is lot more low key. Or, you know, have you got my favorite at the Glass House used to be, have you got any Akadaka?
What's Akadaka? Oh, AC/DC. Right.
Yeah. That was always thrown in there, which was pretty interesting. See, apart from doing the club scene, I also...
So what is the problem with requests? Like, is this just
it's
snobby?
It's rude.
Is this a snobby DJ thing?
It's not a snobby DJ thing. It's just like, let the DJ work the crowd. Let the DJ play what they think that the crowd wants to hear and just gently ooze them into some different music at the same time.
I know that you're
into you like my dance.
I know you're into the massage and I see your waves moving.
That's
there.
It's the facts from Superstar.
But if someone actually has to come up to you with a request, perhaps you're not actually reading the
That's
crowd
one
that
person
well.
Out of how many that are there, Farin.
Well, you know, some of
you
us
can't please everybody. I can't please you most of the time.
I know, and you try.
Yeah, and you can't please me. You use the word totes. An educated woman.
I'm just trying to be cool.
Should be able to finish a word.
Okay. And On that note, I have been told we are moving on to a song. And thank you very much, and welcome back to Dystopical. So please keep talking to us. Text us at 0427-JOY949, or Facebook us at Dystopical, or email us at dystopical@joy.org.au. Katie East, have a story about this song, do ya?
Okay, so I put that one in there only because I was reminded of its existence about 2 weeks ago when I was getting my $15 massage. And the young lady that was doing my massage decided to massage my lower back whilst on the table, basically straddling my head. And I was lying there going, oh, this is a bit weird. And then this song came on in the background, and I giggled, and I thought it was a little bit, you know, awkward for a while. And it reminded me of the existence of the I'm Horny song.
That's actually amazing. I don't even know what to say. Like, thank you for playing the most significant music throughout your DJing career.
It's not necessarily. It's, you know, it's just music that I'm throwing out there from the old days.
So, if I may go to our Dear Dystopical, which is our Agony Aunt column, we have a listener. And sometimes I make this stuff up. We have a listener that asks, how do I get into the DJ scene whilst not selling out to lesbian music?
I find that a problematic question. What does that mean? What is this lesbian music anyway? We were talking about it in the break. All the lesbian music I know, like the classics like Katie Lang and Melissa Etheridge. You don't hear that out anyway. You
Somebody
just
bring
like,
me some water.
No, but Lady Gaga and Pink anyway.
Back in the day, you used to, Michelle Parsons used to do the best Melissa Etheridge cover in Australia.
I think there's different genres and different, you know, moods for lesbian angst music. Yeah, there's Katie, there's Sinead.
Nothing compares to you, Farine.
Compares to you.
That's so
okay,
bad.
I'll just stop right there.
Yeah. Actually written by Prince.
Indigo Girls, you know, there's all that stuff for you know, that time of your life. But then there's also just the...
For that time of your life.
I'd go to a night that played music like that.
Look,
like,
to be honest with you, Sam...
If you're 16 to 18 or wish to be...
No. Back, like, here we go again with back in the day. But back at the Rochester, Michelle Parsons used to play and I used to DJ alongside her. Like, she'd play the kind of, you know, the acoustical stuff and then I'd
And you'll play, like, the honey, honey, honey.
Yeah, sometimes. It depends if somebody requested it or not. And if I had it on CD.
Well, we actually... We got a... We got a message. Granted, it's from Kat, so it doesn't really count.
Kat, I have seen your iTunes collection, and you have no idea how much trouble you could get in if I dared reveal it.
But Kat says, and I think she does make a valid point, that Freen always makes requests with an exclamation mark at the end, but they're just playing CDs anyway.
All right, so here comes in the CD and the vinyl debate. So I first started off on CDs. I started off because I was drunk at the Peel.
It's always a good start.
And a friend of mine needed a DJ for her 21st birthday, and I said, yeah, man, I've got heaps of CDs. Like, I'll do it. And so I did, and that's how it all kind of started. But time moved on, time progressed, and I got a little bit more knowledgeable and introduced to a few more DJs, and KDJ had just moved over from Adelaide, and I met her at a Winter Days party. Again, something you never experience for instance.
Thank you
shame.
For rubbing this stuff in my face constantly.
And
can I just let you know that I grew up in New York, so you can just... Hiss right off. Oh, and I've learned the substitute word for the F word that I can now use between 8 and 9 p.m. It's called mother trucker.
Or puck you.
All equally good.
But anyway, KDJ pulled me aside when I met her at Winter Days and said, man, you've got to get onto vinyl because it's the way to go. And so I did when I went overseas and played in Ireland. I got onto the vinyl and came back as a vinyl pussy.
Oh, that's awesome. But how does a young lesbian queer woman...
You don't have to be young to DJ. Go, Sam.
Well, I'd just like to interject here and say, what about the advent of the iPod DJ?
Has Apple killed the DJ?
Yeah. Because I'm an iPod DJ. What are you going to say about that, eh?
To be honest with you, Sam, full props. Like, get
no,
into it.
I'm fully admit I'm an iPod DJ myself.
Karine, I've seen your music collection.
It's better than cats.
It is. Look, to be honest, from somebody who does play, and to you guys and anybody that's out there, if anyone's interested in music, give it a go. It'd be like somebody saying, oh, well, I play, you know, a plastic string guitar rather than steel string guitar, you know, to real traditionalist guitarists. Like, get out there and have a go. Like, what's stopping you?
You could play a spoon and a fork and it would sound good.
People do.
They do, and that's the amazing thing.
And so, a spoon and a fork is better than Cat's iTunes list.
Ouch. This is why she didn't like get on the show this evening. So we're gonna go to a track, and then we're gonna come back and talk about what's going on Queer World.
Thank you to KDJ for playing this at Winter Days. Oh my God, Farina's handed over the reins to me for the first time ever.
It's welcome really hard back. Considering how OCD I am.
Welcome back to Dystopical, where you're with Sam, me, Katie, and Farin.
And Ali.
And Ali.
Hello, Ali.
That was Amok 666, by the way. Ali, welcome.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
So this is when we move into our news and reviews and what's going on the scenes section of the
dun,
week.
Dun, dun.
For the thing that we've been, you know, pushing this whole time has been lesbian speed dating. So just to remind you, Saturday, November 20th, 7 to 11, at the Empire Cafe Gallery Bar. It's on Sydney Road. And moving right along, Ali, tell us what's going on about Equal Love and the music that's playing there, please.
Well, on the 20th, also this Saturday, so you can come along to the rally before you go off and do some lesbian speed dating.
Will you be doing that early?
Well, I haven't planned to, but I might. I haven't actually made any plans for the evening yet. But at 1 o'clock at the State Library, there's going to be thousands of people gathering to march for equal marriage rights. But in terms of music, there's going to be Rachel Durkin, she's an opera singer, and she is currently playing the leading role in The Marriage of Figaro, and she's going to be playing a song from the opera Porgy and Bess.
Amazing, and I hope there's going to be a lot of a cappella chanting on the day as well. I always like to get into a bit of a chant on the rally. Will you be leading the chants on the day, Ali?
Yeah, I'll be leading the chants along with Hannah Williams, who, for people that don't know, she was the one who, the young woman who, her and her partner weren't allowed to go to their school dance because they were same-sex couple.
Not sweet, but yeah.
Good to see her and I will be leading the march together. And so I do usually try to make the chants as musical and as uplifting as possible. And I usually have like a crowd of teenagers around me, like, you know, keeping me as vibrant as I can be until the end. Usually I'm huffing and puffing at the end, but they, you know, they keep me going. So
they're doing Figaro. Is it like Figaro, Figaro?
Why do you need to sing on air?
Because I love it.
Well, that's the the role that she's playing at the moment, but she's actually going to be singing an aria from Porgy and Bess, which I've never seen before.
Can you give us a little sample?
But I did look it up on YouTube a few days ago, and it sounded pretty amazing.
And since no one's volunteering to tell us what this might actually sound like, we'll just move on to the next thing, shall we?
Yes. Okay. I could try. Okay.
Oh, you want to try?
I don't know, I might blow the speaker.
You are too kind. Anyway, so we're going to have to wrap up with just 4 minutes left on Dystopical, always running out of time. Next week, we'll be talking about queer women in developing countries, something that is very, very close to my heart because...
Coming from Manhattan.
Yeah.
And Tanzania, you mother trucker. I am part of the diaspora. You just don't understand it being all white and from Queensland and shit.
I'm from Victoria. A Melbourne true blue, mate.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to have to wrap this up. Please listen in next week. We're talking about queer women in developing countries. A difficult topic, but an inspirational topic in the way that things are moving in certain countries. I just wanted to thank Ali for being here and for doing all that she does for Equal Love.
Good work, Ali.
Thank you.
and to Sam, who has stepped in again and is always a welcome guest from All That False
and
Instruction.
And who's rushing us and Froggy's taking no notice of it. Let's go out with the Stooges versus Salt and Pepper in a Push It remix. It is Too Many DJs on a Soul Wax release.
Thank you, Vinyl Pussy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.